Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good morning, where I'm at. Richard Dean. What's up, everybody? What's up? What's up, you guys?
It's good to have you guys on this space. We're still waiting for more listeners to join.
Of course, man, of course. Let's give it like a couple more minutes, wait for more people to join, and then get on and rocking. Man, Naija Nation, admin, how far now? Admin.
Hi, Mr. Chidi, it's good to have you here.
What's Richard up, bro?
It's good to have you in Niger Nation space.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for accepting our invitation.
Of course.
Yeah. You can send your mic request, you know, in case if you have any question to ask. And you know, in case if you want to showcase your talent today, you have the opportunity with the best person in house to, like, you know, give you words of encouragement and also guide you around that to, like, you know, improve. Things,
facts, Richard Dean knows talent, she knows talent, man. So, man, Richard Dean, what's going on, though, man? What's up? Long time no talk. I know we always yeah. text, but
yes, all is well. Yeah. How are you doing over there in LA?
I'm good, man. Okay, we were supposed to, yeah, man, we're hanging in there, dude. Me and Faith, we were actually supposed to record the podcast this past weekend, but yeah, I'm all, you know, there was just too much going on, you know, so.
Yeah,
just gonna reschedule it for like next weekend or the weekend after that, whatever it is.
Okay, good. I'm glad you guys are safe.
No, amen, still, for real. Thank you.
Let's see. That guy's on the space yet. Let's allow more people to come in. In about 5 minutes time, we start, you know. Hi, everyone. Let me say hello to some of our amazing audience. Mayor Fastner. Oh, wow. Sorry, your club lost yesterday, you know.
Oh. You gotta change that name, man. Change that.
The loss is so annoying. Ah, with one man down.
That guy is here. We're about to start now. Let me bring her up. Invite her. That guy, accept your mic as co-host. We have Christina. Hi, Christina. Marvelous, hi. Ademola, hi. Anita Ninja, hi.
Anita.
Hi. Big Sop. Big Sop, hi. Big Sop is an amazing artist, you know. Magica, hi, Magica. Tega, we're waiting on you. Please accept the invitation so that you can come up. I have to bring okay. I can see the request from Taylor.
What day is it? Monday, man. Happy Monday, everyone. Hope everybody's going good. Drop a thumbs up if everything's going good. Let me see. Yeah, no, drop a thumbs up, man, if you're. Again, I don't know what time it is where you're at, whether it's, you know, 11 or 2 or 8 or more, or if you're in Australia and it's like 2 days ahead of everyone, you know, just happy Monday, happy Tuesday, you know? Yeah. Nice. Thumbs up all around.
Now, we're good to go right now, you know?
So, all right, let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
We're bringing up our two guests up, which is Richardine and Tega. Please, the remaining people on mic, will please mute their mic or tea. We ask you to ask questions or if we have anything to like bring up, okay? So, yeah, we're about to start the space officially. So, Richardine, welcome to Niger Nation Vibes, Music Vibe Space. We are glad to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey guys,
I know the brand very well. So thank you.
Sure.
So let's start from Richardine. How have you been doing? Like, you've been on this music industry for years, you know?
Yeah, long time.
How did everything start, you know? What was your passion and drive, you know, to be into music business?
Well, my passion came from the music itself. Like, I just love listening to music of all genres from all different countries and places. Different disciplines. So for me, it's really about, if it's not the beat, it's the storytelling. So that's what I fell in love with first.
Okay, so did you used to make music yourself, or you just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, kind of give us, for anybody who doesn't know you, let's give a brief 30-second intro on who you are, where you're from, XYZ. Yeah, we can start off with that.
Jesus Christ.
Intro after intro, man. Trust me, I know how it is.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't make music. I don't. When you say make music, that is, to me, that is more like, am I singing? Am I writing? I don't think I'm necessarily sitting somewhere and writing music. Maybe I give input, and then that is considered someone that also songwrites. Maybe you should say this way versus saying this way. Or, you know, this feels like you should do this in this moment, you know, whether it's a melody or, you know, something like that. But I think that just comes from naturally listening to music of all different styles over time. So, but as far as myself, I've been in the music space for 2 decades. I'm thinking about it now out loud. It's been a very long time. And I've just been blessed to work with so many different people, so many different artists, so many different labels and executives and, you know, the who's who's. And it's just, when I'm speaking, you will realize that I don't really name anyone or say anything, because I think a large part of my life was more so fixated on getting the work done instead of saying who I work for or who I've worked with over the years. But, I would say during the pandemic, a lot of the international players, specifically from West Africa, reached out to me because of the global lockdown and all of the things that we were going through. And with the rise of Afrobeats as we know it now, making its way around the world, a lot of people started to reach out to me because I was one of the people that was promoting it actively for a decade prior. And at that time, it wasn't called Afrobeats. That's not how we were packaging it. It was just African music, you know? So it had like dance hall inspired rhythms.
Right.
And, you know, just pulling from different places and, you know, the Alte scene and all of those different things. So it's been a long time. It's been a lot of changes, even in the music industry itself, how we promote, how we tell stories. And I'm someone that, well, I'm from New York City, born and raised. I have Liberian parents. And
really? I did not know that. What the hell?
Okay. Yeah. I realize how mysterious I can seem because I don't really speak. So I do my due diligence when I can, when there are spaces like this. I did have a Nigerian stepfather. when I was much younger. So, you know, just kind of the West African traditions and things like that I know of, but I grew up in America, specifically in New York City. And I just had a self-passion wanting to know, like, okay, you know, this music, because at the time I was also promoting American music and I also promoted K-pop very early on. I had clients like Jackson Wang and Jay Park and those kind of people. But I always felt like, okay, Africa has something to say. You know how they say how Andre 3000 said the South has something to say? I felt that way about Africa. Sure. Yes. And anytime I could speak to anyone, I would tell them about Africa. And I became that at the time, the annoying girl, you know, like, oh, she's always talking about Africa. And they just, yeah. So if you see in my name, over the years, I've had things like Richard Dean, and it has like the quotations and it says a word and it says Barti. Like, I get cheeky with that because it's the things that people say to me behind the scenes. So that's where that comes from. But yes, it's been a beautiful and marvelous journey. I realize that every time that I speak, I am more than what I present and what I say to people. And people have asked me to do more of that, like telling my story and saying what it is. And I think this year I will become a little bit more comfortable to do that.
Right. As you should be.
Yeah.
And wow, that's dope. That's dope. Wow. Can we get a round?
Thank you.
Please, 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 round of applause.
My question is, how do you get nominated to be one of the among the member of Grammy Award Committee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What was the process all about?
Okay, well, first, you have to become a member of the Recording Academy. I can give you guys details on how to do that. I have no problem with sharing that. It's also readily available on the website. And you don't have to have a member nominate you. It can just be someone that knows you, like knows your work in the music business, and they can nominate you. So I want to also dispel those rumors or those thoughts where you just think that it has to be an Academy member that nominates you. That isn't true. And then how do you become part of the committee? Like, the committee leader, they'll see what your strengths are. They'll kind of see what you've been doing. Either it's something that you'll see the information for, and then you can reach out and want to join, or, you know, they'll come to you and ask you to be that person. In my case, I was asked.
Oh, wow. That sounds so good. You work with a lot of Nigeria artists, you know, from your profile and everything we check. You work with a lot of artists like Runtown, Fino, and, you know.
Yeah.
What was the
experience? Those guys are amazing.
Yeah, what was the experience all about? I want all the challenges also encounter working with them.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll speak generally, but so basically the problem has been that is how to translate the music here for a predominantly American audience, and the population here in America, it's over 70% of white Americans. So if you're trying to appeal to America, if you're not appealing to the white Americans, then the next part is the Black Americans. And whilst someone like me that is born of African parents, I do have the Black American experience. So I understand like the mentality and like what works here. But I think when I'm trying to explain it to not just clients, but people in general that are coming from the continent, specifically Africa, I don't think they really understand what it takes and what it means. And it's not just, you know, you just coming and you thinking that everybody knows who you are. You have to really build that out. And like, you have to build it up and work it out. And people have to see your face. They have to hear your voice. They have to know your story. And that takes time. It's not something that just happens overnight. even if it looks like it, there's always someone or a team of people that have the same idea or the same goal, and they're actively pushing. Like, it's when you have a movement, whether it's regional or it's something that's global, you have to know that that never, it doesn't happen overnight. It's just, it's not, that's just not how it goes. So, yeah. But working with Fino was great because, as you guys know, like, he makes rap music, and America is the home of rap music, modern rap music as we know it. And it's great, but most of Fino's raps, at the time at least, are in Igbo. And a lot of American people here do not understand or speak Igbo. So whilst I'm able to say this is Fino from Nigeria and he is a superstar in his own right where he's from, what does that look like to the American audience or any other audience for that matter? So those are the problems that we're solving and striking at day in and day out.
Right. Nah, for sure. I mean, even in that same breath, it's kind of funny. Obviously, I'm Igbo. I speak Igbo. And I always say, like, for some reason, the Igbo language, I don't know. Maybe it's how people are performing it. But, you know, you listen to someone like mm-hmm. Asake rapping straight Yoruba. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's suave. So, but again, just to...
I think Fino sounds great when he's rapping. It's not how they're delivering it. It's we can't understand what they're saying. Oh, we don't understand the languages. So that is the thing. Whilst we love how it sounds, we can't really connect to it because we don't really know what the lyrics are. And you, Chidi, even being from, like, being here, you know, like, everything is a story, whether it's the truth or not. It's the story. And it's like, okay, even if I can't understand everything that this woman or man or whomever they're singing, maybe I just like them enough. And then I'm hoping that they would then give us like evergreen content or interviews to be able to see like, okay, this is what he was saying in this song. So even if I'm not able to say the lyrics like he says, at least I have the comfort of knowing like, okay, he said it out of his own mouth. This is what this means. So then anytime now you're sharing the record with somebody else, you can say, this is what he said about it. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, that goes a long way. But what I find is because a lot of the artists come from West Africa or they're speaking Yoruba or Chui or whatever it is that they're speaking, because the atmosphere or the markets that they're from, a lot of the people there understand it already. So they don't have to explain anything. And I think that's what they're forgetting.
Got it. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah. That's crazy. Good point.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's bring in Tega. Hi, Tega.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Tega, what's up?
I'm good.
You have a great voice. I was listening to you earlier.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we have Tega here. She's located in Nigeria. You know what, Tega? Matter of fact, you can introduce yourself way better than I can, man. So, you know, for everybody listening and everyone who will be listening after this, introduce yourself, man. You know, where you're from, what you do, X, Y, and Z, you know, the whole nine.
Okay. So my name is Tega. I'm an artist from Nigeria, and I do basically Afrobeat, Afro-R&B. And yeah, I'm still pushing though. I'm still growing, I would say that. And I have some couple of followers on TikTok, IG, and yeah, I think that's. That's all for now. I'm a student, and yeah, I still sing.
That's dope. That's dope, man. Congrats. Them. So you're if you don't mind me asking, you're how old? Because you said you're a student. So you're a student and you're making music?
Wow. Yeah, I'm 20.
Fucking hell. Damn. That's dope. Nice.
I have a song out right now. It's called Peace. I have just one song out currently, but I'm working on releasing another song this year and maybe an EP.
Okay. Oh, Tega, you get compared a lot with some amazing Nigerian artists, you know, like Thames and Arista sometimes. Some even compare you to Faith today on our post. How do you feel like getting compared with those superstars? And does it make you feel so comfortable or like, tell us?
Okay, so at first, when it started, I felt kind of bad in a way because I felt like these people were downplaying my efforts and they don't acknowledge like the fact that I'm trying to be me, I'm trying to do my thing. And they just put it, some people even give like more harsh comments. Some be like, I should be myself, I should stop being like somebody else. And sometimes I do feel bad because I feel like I'm just being me. And this is me. I've been singing like this all my life. Since I've known myself, I've had this type of vocal and I only know how to write music this way. So later on, I didn't really, it doesn't get to me anymore like right now because I now know myself. I know what I can do and what they can do. I know I'm different and some people actually know I'm different. So I feel like with time, everybody will get to see it in a more clearer picture. I think they are still growing with me. And when like I'm grown, they're all going to see the difference and they're all going to love my style that way, the way it is.
That's good. Beautiful, yeah. Man. I think overall, man, artists or not, everybody's as bad as people make it sound, but I think everybody should just try to be an individual, you know, try to be your own person. But of course, as a musician, Omo, you gotta have your own sound, man. You gotta have your own swag, own steez.
Yeah.
I have a question for both you and Richard D, matter of fact. So, Tega, you guys are kind of gonna be answering the same question. So, I guess, okay. Right, you're in the studio, you're making the, you know, right, you're making these tracks. My question for you is, like, what's your goal? Is your goal to break into, like, the American market? And then after you're done answering that, Richard D, my question for you is, like, why do artists, especially Nigerian artists, like, want to break into the American market? Because, like, to me, I don't know, it kind of pisses me off, right? Like, I'm based over here in America.
Yeah.
And in a sense, I'm just kind of like, bro, like, Nigeria just needs to tap in when it's with itself, right? It's like, you have all these top artists and they're all coming over here. I understand the exchange rate, but I'm on, no worries. So that's my question. I'll get into that afterwards. We'll get into that afterwards. But yeah, Tega, that's my question for you. What's your goal? Like, is your goal to break into the American market? And if it is, and if it's not, you know, then what is it?
Okay. Actually, I just want to be heard. I don't care if it's in the American market or Nigerian market. I just feel like everybody has where their music is going to be appreciated. And I feel like if my music is not being appreciated here in Nigeria, I'm still going to get appreciated somewhere else, be it the America, UK. I feel like everybody's going to find where they belong. And you don't need to do too much to break into the American or UK market. I feel like when you're being yourself, you're going to be appreciated. We Nigerian artists do not really know that we are unique and we don't need to try to sound like them or try to do what they are doing. We just have to be ourselves and they're going to find it unique and they're going to love it because when we look at the OGs that have broken into those markets, they were being them. Wizkid wasn't being another person when he broke into that market. He was being Wizkid. He was doing his thing. He was having his Nigerian elements, his roots, and his thing got there and nothing changed. And I feel like soon everybody's going to appreciate your sound. No matter where you break in first, I'm just targeting on breaking in anywhere. And anywhere I get appreciated from, I'm just going to be there. Wherever I get appreciated from, I'm going to be there.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. As far as you wanted to know why artists want to break into the American market?
Yeah. So Yeah, my question for you, Richard, and yeah, pretty much that. And like, you know, since you've been in the industry for still, like, you know, for quite some time now, I mean, what do you think about it? Everybody has a different viewpoint on it. But yeah, you know, why do Nigerian artists want to break more into the American market? I get the exchange rate, but it's more so value. But I, you know, open-ended questions, kind of want to see what you think.
I see it as the whole globe tries to get into America. So, but yes, the exchange rate, but it seems like here, right? We have the Grammys here. We have the Billboard Music Awards here. Like, we have South by Southwest here. These are things like, or institutions that if you are recognized by them, you get this global coverage, this global appreciation, these global looks. And, you know, if you get a Grammy nod or if you win a Grammy, like, the prices go up, like, everything goes up. It opens you up to a place where the entire world is seeing you. So you're actually on the world stage when you break through here versus anywhere else. So I think that's where the hunger and the necessity or the pressure comes from the artists, not just Nigerian artists. What I would say is I do agree with you when you say that you're a little upset that it seems like maybe somebody would do something wayward to be accepted. I just think that the music should stay the same, right? The quality should not dwindle. I don't see as many releases as I used to during the pandemic. And maybe that's because everybody was not going around, or maybe like the issues aren't the same now. Maybe a lot of these artists are now making enough money. So maybe the problem, right? Or something, whatever they needed to solve was money. They wanted to get money, and maybe they aren't actually artists at heart. Maybe it was just a hobby. Because what I see is a whole bunch of major contenders in this space, specifically from Nigeria. And I don't necessarily see who's next. I don't see the pushing of, like, I want to know who's next after someone that sounds like a Benson. Like, I see people like Taves and I see these people, but it's like, I am looking for who's the next big star, like a WizKid. Like, is that being cultivated there? Like, who is that person? Or from Ghana or from South Africa or any African country? That's what people are looking for now. And I think what's happening is, and what's missing is that incubator that is actually nurturing these artists to be that. And I feel like everybody wants to jump there, and that is the issue.
Right.
That's the only problem that I have. I think more explanation on what you guys are singing is necessary and needed, because then it's like, okay, I can connect with this thing. It won't be just a phase. It won't be something that we were just all listening to during the pandemic and we're moving on. Like, because that's what it's starting to feel like, unfortunately.
Wow. Great perspective. Great answer. Appreciate that.
That is a great answer. My next question is to Richardine. When it comes to issue of upcoming artists and record label, you know, there's, at the end of the day, there's issue of conflict between the record label and the artist when the upcoming artists become established. I don't want to use some cases of like some top Nigerian artists that have an issue with their record label. Immediately after 2 or 3 years, they decide to leave the record label. What advice will you give the upcoming artists coming up to like how to handle their business with their record label? What type of deal they should sign? What type of contract they should not sign? And also, what advice will you give them for them to stay in such record label for a long time? Because in America, it's a different case. Like Nicki Minaj have been with Young Money from the beginning, you know, till now, before moving to maybe signing deal with other Universal, all those kind of record label, you know. Mm-hmm. But they still stay with their original record label that bring them to the spotlight. So what advice do you have for coming artists or any artist that want to sign to any record label right now?
So here's what I'll say, because I know better and I know I've been to most of the countries that are like the hotspots, and I know what the actual problems are. So I'm going to answer based on me knowing better. The issues, right, that we have here versus what's going on in Africa, it varies, is very different. First of all, the music industry, as we know it here in America, is very new to Africa. That's the first thing, right? So, and a lot of these artists, the stars, the superstars, the newcomers, they are very new to the music business. They don't even know what's normal and what isn't. This is like the first wave of it, right? Like, it's, we have like the two Babas and all of those guys, and respectfully, like, their thing was Nigeria or maybe Caribbean islands or wherever it is that they got to perform. But this is a different thing. This is a different beast that you guys are dealing with in Africa. And this is why I used to tweet feverishly back when it was called Twitter, right? I used to say all the time, like, okay, you guys, you are very, very, very talented, but I need you guys to be careful because I know how American business people are. I know how we will exploit, and I say we because I'm American too, and I know how these things go. I know how it will be exploited if you're not careful. You have to be able to read contracts. Only the artists, they know what they're going through. There may be some factors of desperation. There's been people that I've talked to who can't even believe that they have the opportunity to do this thing. So there's a mixture of desperation and feeling like, okay, I need to get out of this place. I don't want to be feeling oppressed for one reason or another. So when somebody is struggling, they may be willing to just do whatever, right? And I don't fault anybody for that. I think I can wrap my mind around it. And from speaking to enough people, multiple people from various countries, that is why. So if me, I'm not afraid to name people because these things are out in the open. Like with the Dapper guy and Shali Poppy and Shay Vibes. And now also YBNL. I've seen all these things trending and I don't know what's real, what isn't. But the thing there is that when they started with these people, you have to remember where they're coming from. This is all very new. So maybe now they go abroad, or maybe now somebody is coming, whether they're genuine or not, they're coming to them with offers. Maybe they're saying, oh, I can do this thing better than whoever it is that you signed to. What we seem to have here is loyalty. So when you mention Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne and you mention Drake and you put all these people in the pot, it's because first and foremost, we've had the time to be able to see Lil Wayne and Cash Money and their story play out for decades. So even though there may be problems with the infrastructure or what's going on behind the scenes or within the family of that music family, it's like, okay, well, some of their dirty laundry is out there. And if I decide to go ahead and sign with them, I know what I'm getting myself into. So you can then say within your mind and settle and say, okay, yeah, I want to be with this label. Maybe the things that I'm seeing out there is not too bad. I can deal with it. And I will be loyal because maybe you grew up watching those people. So you really have a love for them. You don't get to know them personally right away, but it's what you see, like the branding, the consistency, the stories that you hear. You're saying, oh, okay, well, this person reminds me of me. Or, okay, if I had this opportunity to do this thing, this is how I would be different. This is what I would bring to the table. So you have that time to actually sit and say, okay, you know, this is the thing I want to do. But I think that I cannot fault any African artist for saying, okay, yeah, I started with this person and now I want to leave here, because they don't know. I don't think they know better. I just hope that whatever it is that they feel that they can get, maybe going with someone else, they actually get it. That's my own thing. Like, and if it's not that, because there's also people who will come and maybe they just want to steal your publishing, or maybe they just want to stop you. Because also in America, what some of these people do is they sign competitors, right? This is a competitive business. So it's not because they love you, they sign you to stop you.
Huh. Wow. Yeah.
So I'll end there. Because it's deep. Lord, it's very, very deep.
I'm over. Okay. I just never understand why anyone would even want to do music or like after hearing all this.
It can get very dark.
I get stressed even hearing about this shit, man. I can't lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Let me add Tega back as speaker so that I have a question for Tega in regards to this information. She's an upcoming artist and I want to hear her own view, you know. So that, you know, I know maybe she's getting offers and all those kind of things. Like, how is she dealing with it? Like, what are the steps she's taking? Also, I have to bring Tega back to speak. Among the audience, if you have any question, you can please raise up your hand and I will give you the mic to ask your question. If you have any question, please raise up your hand and, you know, check the emojis. And then, I don't think Tega is available to speak right now. Kodzobo, let me check your mic. Please, the question should relate based on what we are discussing here, please. Tega, are you here? Please, if you are here, just give us a signal that you are here, please, so that we know you are still in this space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's still here. She's a listener. She's about to speak. But overall, in the meantime, I just want to greet everybody who's in here, anybody who's joined late. And yeah, again, you know, Richard Dean, thanks a lot for coming on. Again, we're just getting started. But yeah, just kind of want to say thanks again. And yeah, if anybody has any questions thus far, go ahead and stop us before we just continue to talk.
No problem. I think the Cold Zobo guy was getting ready to speak.
I think he has. Okay, big surprise. Like the last time we hosted this space, we were like, you're an artist, you know, you're based in the UK or US rather. So how have you been dealing with your music stuff? He is somebody that have the experience and, you know, a lot of wealth of knowledge to like give to you. So I will bring you up to speak. You're on speak already. So you can mute yourself and, you know, speak.
Hey guys. I go by the name Big Soppy. And I know I've said this before in the past, but Soppy stands for Sop Richie. So I've been making music since 2021. And it's been a journey, but you know, being an artist in the US is different from being in Nigeria because you get to network with people. I mean, for me right now, I'm still kind of like, you know, trying to get to know show promoters, especially the ones that come to the US and host some of these artists that performs their songs, you know, like looking for opportunities where I can kind of like perform some of my songs. So I think the challenge that I have is getting myself into playlists. So I think that's one of my challenges, you know, just getting myself into more playlists as much as possible. And promotion as well. I think I've had some experience with some radio stations in Nigeria where it's like you send them a DM, some of them might not respond, you know, some of them might, you know, see it and not say nothing. And you know, when you're living in the US, it's kind of hard, like for me, or I'm speaking for myself, for me to just catch a flight and just go to Nigeria and go to their office, because I have this to pay and I have my life, yeah, I have other things. So there's so many challenges that I face. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it, though.
No problem. Thank you. Tega is back. Tega, the mic to speak to us.
Hello, guys. Sorry, I was having some network issue.
Okay. Tega, I have a question for you, okay? Richard didn't give us like some insight about issue between upcoming artists and record label and this thing. So I want to ask you, an upcoming artist, I know you are highly talented and I know a lot of offers will definitely come your way. So how are you handling all those stuff? You know? Yeah. That's my question.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of offers have been coming and sometimes I've been scared and I've had like crazy experiences though with crazy ass contracts and I'm really shocked at how people can draft out contracts to non-favor artists and some draft out favor artists. And I've seen a lot of contracts and most of them have passed them by and it's just been crazy so far with getting deals. And yeah, it's quite difficult for us to actually get deals that are suitable for us, even though we actually want that deal. But sometimes we just have to risk it and not take it because we want to be happy in what we're doing. So yeah, it's been like a crazy experience for me though.
Okay. You know, music business is not easy. I have no idea about music industry and listening from both the executive aspect of it and also from the artist point of view, it's kind of crazy. And I think that there should be a very good legal framework that will favor both artists and record label and also some backup, you know. There's another issue of masters, you know, artists talking about their masters, record label is talking about their master. My question goes to Richardine because you've dealt with a lot of record label and artists. What really come up with the issue of masters? Like, how do those issues come up in the first place? Who are always the owner of the master? Is it the record label or the artist, or how do they go about it?
Well, it depends on what the artist agrees upon. So that's the thing that I think we should always actually like talk about. It's what you agree to is what happens, like what you sign. So you have to be very sure that you know what you're getting into. So if you're signing, so say if the contract says, okay, we're going to take 90% of your masters. Now this goes back to where the person is, like, either are you naive? Like, are you desperate? Like, how bad do you want it? And the whole thing is really psychology. Like, people will know based on how you behave and what you're saying, how desperate you are. So it just goes back to the artist. Anytime I see something where I'm like, okay, this person is fighting for their masters or whatever it is, even some artists that buy back their masters, like, we don't know what predicament they were in at the time or how much knowledge they had. So, or maybe they just said, you know what, maybe whatever it is that they're going to do marketing wise, or, you know, they're going to make me a star or make me bigger or get like more recognition, or I'm going to be a global star with this work that they're doing. Then maybe they feel they'll be able to earn enough to be able to buy it back. And that's what some artists do. So, knowing and understanding all sides of it, I would never say, okay, the record labels are evil or any of that, because it's paperwork that you're signing. If you don't want to sign it, you don't sign it.
That's yeah, it. But it's a great point you made. But I mean, it's kind of like, you know, like if you don't know, it's not just because you don't know something's illegal. And then, like, you know, you do it and then you're prosecuted for the crime. It's like, I feel like they're just preying on people without the knowledge and without the opportunity. But I mean, you know, It is.
So that's why you should have an attorney. That's why you should have a lawyer that can.
Tega, forgive me for putting you on the spot, but can you afford an attorney right now? Like, can you afford a lawyer right now? You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, I don't know. Like, Tega, tell me, can you afford an attorney or a lawyer right now?
No.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Like,
so then it's not the right time. This is what I'm saying to you. Like, this thing here, Chidi, is money. Like, just, you're not going to get anywhere if you're not spending money. That's just the name of the game. It's
even if you have business. Even if you have talent.
Yeah, talent is not it. Now, let's take it back to when there were A&Rs, right? This is, okay. Now, the A&R was there to ensure to the record label that you are going to build this person up to be ready for the push, basically. Like, for you to understand the things that you need to do in order to be an artist, to have a fighting chance is what I'll call it, because nothing in this life is guaranteed, right? Like, because you don't even know if you're going to wake up tomorrow. So there's that. But you still plan and you still execute accordingly. Now, if you are saying, okay, this is this artist, he's talented, no matter where I got them from. Like, if you're not spending the money as a label, because that's what they do, they spend money. And you can see these things from the recent wars with Drake and Kendrick Lamar and all these things and how people get number ones and all of that, like the alleged things that are happening and all of that. Like, but it takes money. They have to spend the money. And that is why you would see an artist that is signed to a label, an artist will think, and I hear this all the time, oh, I'm better than that person. Like, better than may be subjective, but it's who is being put in those places. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you gotta know that when you're entering the business, you have to say to yourself, oh, wow, okay, who do I sound like? Even though artists like to not do that, right? It's real. You have to know who you're competing against. So what I would advise is if you're going to sign a deal, you shouldn't sound like anybody else that's on that label. Because maybe, just maybe, and I'm speaking hypothetically, if you're signed to that label, it's to eclipse you.
That's a good point. That is, man, points were made. So we have someone who wants to ask a question. No stress, Ellie. Sorry, I know you've had your hand raised for a while.
It's funny, by the way. But hi, guys. Hi, Chidi. Hi, Richardine.
Hi.
I actually had a few things to say. I kind of agree with you. Like, yeah, watch out when you're signing with labels, especially if you're similar. I always ask artists that reach out to me if you want a playlist. Who would you be in the playlist with? And they're always like, nobody. I'm just like, you're not ready. You're not ready for the real. If you cannot answer where you're gonna go, who you're gonna market to, well, you know, what your audience makeup looks like. I'm for everybody. Then really, go back. And it's so funny you're talking about affordability and legal and all of that. It's very important that if people understand, you get what you negotiate for real. And if you can't afford a lawyer, you can't afford to be dumb. You can't afford to say, I didn't read that self-help book. You can't afford to say, pick a struggle. You can't be both. And that's why it's funny. It's really, really funny. But actually, I'm really just going to be listening in the comment section. I just came up to ask Richard Dean what the, if you are going to the Grammys and what the vibe is like, because obviously with the fires and just what's happening, because I'm trying to come and I'm not sure about the mood in LA right now, just based off of the wildfires and everything that's been happening. So
I know earlier today that through Music Business Worldwide they said that is going to proceed as planned. But we don't really know, because as far as I see, LA is still burning and a lot of the music community is there. They live there, they work there, and that's where the Grammys are. So I guess we just have to see, but they haven't announced anything yet that is making anyone believe that, because I think they want to just wait and see.
Yeah, I noticed that they everyone's just waiting for
It's a little rough, especially if you're coming from elsewhere and from London, like your tickets and everything together. So I know that's like kind of,
it's a lot.
It is. But if it is going on, I will definitely be around during a Grammy week for sure. But you know, safety first.
Most importantly, and then just the vibe as well, like the energy. There's just, it's a lot. It's been a long year in black music in to have this happen is like a lot. But I don't want to detract from the conversations that are happening. I just wanted to shout at you and just find out if you know anything based on the fact that you're stateside. I know you're not, I don't know if you're LA based, but girl, if you hear anything, please, us that are coming in.
Definitely.
No, even if it's a post on a TL, because I am so in, I don't know what's going on.
They did have a fund. I don't know if you guys saw
it. They opened it up. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Okay.
The Music Cares Fund, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That's good for them, man. I mean, I don't think it's for me, but it will be definitely be for those that are affected within the community. And you know, shout out to the Grammy community for making sure that's happening. That's really cool. But yeah, I'll come back up if it's relevant. But yeah, I focus on like licensing. And I also understand, you know, the things that are needed within an artist contract. And this whole idea, the guy that came up before that said it's hard, I think it was Big Serpy that came up and was talking about, oh, I just don't get the luck. I don't have the opportunity. You really have to start and think of things in our industry. And I say our industry, I mean the black community. We don't think of things as grassroots. We're always just thinking about that person's coming, like the biggest artist is coming, I need to be on their set. Go to like think like, okay, as an artist, what do artists do? They go to like, we're going back to basics. They go to industry nights. They go to that there's a club that opens down my road every night. They have punters. How many times can I be on that stage? Just grow where you are, and then maybe, you know, after some time you will gain that traction, and then when someone big is coming into town, you will be able to show workings or be able to have some sort of portfolio or whatever it's we like to call it, EPK, that says I've worked here or I've performed here. So start where you are and start with what you have. That was my advice to the guy. I'm gonna go back into the comment to the listeners, and I'll come up if there's anything else I have to say. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, that was well said.
I can see a round of applause for that one. Marvelous, please you can unmute yourself and speak to us.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for this space. This is all the things that I love to talk about. So I am an attorney, I'm a lawyer in New York, and I do focus on the entertainment industry. So my question is for Tega, understanding that you are an up and coming artist, like what are the things or resources that you think that people in the diaspora, like attorneys like me and others like who are in this space and are open to doing work for more like up and coming artists like you, like what are some of the resources that we can be helpful with? I'm also Nigerian and I go back home every year. So I'm just like interested in understanding like what are some of the resources or things that in your stage of your career you think are helpful, and what people who are already established like in the space, like attorneys and you know, people with resources like myself can be helpful with for your career.
Okay, so basically helping and sorting legal cases, like deals that I'm gonna get, and also projects I'm working on helping me in cases like getting my royalties from any featured songs, or making me get whatever deal I get, making everything legal, and also me getting it right. I feel that's what I know right now as an upcoming. Yeah, I think that's the little I know about it.
And would it be helpful if there's kind of like some kind of workshop or something like that where, you know, people who are in the music space, whether it's in business, the law, or like adjacent or things that are related to music, you know, have like a workshop or something to give more knowledge to more up and coming people and artists in the space who may not have the capital or the money right now to like have like a really, you know, big lawyer to help them. But maybe you just want to learn like the intro, like, okay, if I'm looking at a contract, what are the main things that I should look out for? Or if I'm looking to hire an agent, what type of agent should I hire? Or like, you know, some of the stuff that you talked about with licensing and some of the stuff that you talked about with your royalties, like, what does that mean, you know, for you? And it would a workshop or just something where it's like a collection of people who want to give their resources and help, you know, up and coming artists, would that be something that is useful and helpful?
Yeah, it's really going to be useful. Yeah, it is.
Great. Thank you. And then Richard Dean, thanks again for your time. I just wanted to just kind of ask in terms of what people on the diaspora who are obviously in the entertainment space, but also interested in helping more up and coming talent in the entertainment space back home. Like, what are some things that we could be doing and working together to help? Because obviously, you know, this industry is growing so rapidly every day. And the issue, the issue is that we have the talent, but unfortunately, it's just growing so quick. But there are some things that need to be put in place so that we make sure our artists aren't getting screwed over 5-10 years from now, right? So what are some of those things that you think that we can be collaborating on, even as the diaspora, you know, whether it's here or maybe when we go back in December, things that we can be doing better?
I think we have to start with the artists. Like, they really need to understand what they're doing. They need guidance, like, at large, seriously, because it's, I think if they don't have the knowledge themselves, then, like, it's whatever you're saying or whatever someone else is saying to them that's offered them something, if they can't see the long, like, the long run or the long haul, or they can't see longevity, that's a problem. Like, they have to understand the worth. They have to know, like, okay, you can make this amount and you should be taking this percentage back because this is actually normal, instead of lowballing themselves or just signing something and not even reading it. Because I've heard those cases too. It's like, you're like, oh, I don't need to sign that. Like, you know, whoever is connected to this. So I just want to go ahead and do this. Like, that's not enough, because if you're doing that, then, I mean, how are you going to, then maybe now when you wake up and you realize what you've done and what you've signed, then you want to exit, then you want to leave. And then that is also confusing the culture, because then now the new artists are thinking, okay, well, maybe I can't trust anybody, you know? So it's, I just think that we need to just be more mindful as a culture, like, as the people, us now that know better and we know business and we understand, like, okay, how it runs here. And then also understanding or knowing people in Africa or having those roots there, and then actually really sitting with them and explaining to them, like, you know, this is what this is, or maybe even lending time, like, okay, you're presented with a contract. Let's go over it together, like, and go through the contract with them and let them know, like, okay, this is what this actually means. And then they still shouldn't just act on it right away. They need to sit with it, maybe with family members or whomever they trust, to really know and understand what they're getting into. It's good, and it's all good to go and hop and say, okay, yeah, this person is offering me, I don't know, $500,000, which is beyond them, right? Like, but you and I may know, okay, $500,000, by the time you pay for everything that you have to pay for, marketing, music videos, wardrobe, PR, attorney, manager, where you're going to live, where you're going to eat, like, all of these things, you don't really have money left. And then if you sign a deal where they have to recoup everything, okay, they gave you an advance. So that means that there needs to be a return on investment. What is that percent that's added on top? These are not things that I think people are being educated on. I don't think it's the general consensus for people. Like, okay, yes, this person, you have a quote unquote $5 million deal, but is that actually $5 million when we really look at it? So it's yes, like I know a lot of the industry is also like, okay, this thing looks good. It's optics. This is going to put me in a better position amongst my peers. But your peers know what's really going on. Anybody that is signed artist, they really know like, okay, yeah, this person's maybe their value or their catalog can stand to be this because this is what the record label is going to do promotion wise, because they're going to make sure they get their return on investment, right? Like nobody's signing anyone for free. I want to say that maybe three times. No one signs anyone for free. No one signs anyone for free. No one signs anyone for free. It is business and everybody is looking to make it a return on investment.
Okay, that is very good. Before we continue, we have about 10 minutes more to go. I will take more questions from No Stress, then Tega will come up to perform. And yeah. So No Stress, Ella, please, what's your
question? I think it was just to say shout out to Marvelous. Would love to connect. And I just forgot to add that actually it's great that Sultan is here. I'm working with a lawyer in Nigeria, Sultan, to actually build a community that focuses on music education, because my day job is in music education anyway. And yeah, it would include a lot of, I guess, structures that I actually work with in my day job. So I work with the Music Managers Forum and we literally focus on educating managers, funding managers via YouTube and TikTok, who are our partners, as well as making sure we have things like a deals guide, legal templates. These are for like artists and managers who can't necessarily afford to have somebody on their, I guess, you know, to have somebody that they, you know, like a lawyer. We work with accountants as well. We work with everyone, accountants, legal, insurance, if you're touring, live and touring. But one of the things that I just wanted to add was that I love what Richardine said in terms of like catalog and understanding that, you know, you're not signing anything for free. I think deals are nowhere near what they used to be in terms of the generosity. So like the 500,000. And I do feel like one of the big projects I've worked on at work is managing expectations, not just of managers, but also of artists and of other business partners within deals. So that's like, oh, I've got a 50K deal. How am I going to do, what am I going to do with that? Distribution have said they're only going to give me £25,000 or dollars. What am I going to do with that? So it's really about understanding the tools that are available to you and I guess working to understand what you're signing, why you're signing it. If that's what you're being given, are you keeping your masters? Like Richardine said earlier, are you able to monetize on other areas? You shouldn't really be looking at a 360 deal with anybody if the numbers is not making sense. And yeah, there has been a huge, even now when I speak to managers, when I speak to producers, when I speak to artists, a lot of the deals now are heavily focused on, actually, yeah, that's cool, but we really want your catalog. They want something for the advance to make sense, and it's usually a catalog. And because of the way that we do music nowadays, especially within, I would say, the Nigerian scene, it's not exactly necessarily catalog heavily focused. No one's like doing like 10 albums at a time like before. So there is this shift, and I think it's very important for us to observe these shifts and to understand the structures that go around the music industry. So yeah, feel free to follow me and Marvelous. I will be reaching out to you because I myself and Sultan, you might see him down there, we're launching a music education focused platform very soon. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. Looking forward to connecting. And same here, Richardine and Tega. Thank you, everyone, for this platform.
Yeah, thank you. Tega, you please can come up perform for us before we move to the next stage of this space. So, Tega, you have the floor.
Okay, so can you give me like a few minutes to get like my speaker or something?
Okay, no problem. Before Tega comes back, I would like to like thanks everybody for joining our space tonight. We still have a lot of space coming up this week. On Wednesday, we'll be one of the finest New York coming rapper on our space. So feel free to join. Come and catch cruise with us. Enjoy, have fun. Also, follow everybody on this space. Follow our official Naija Nation page. Follow us on Naija Nation University because we have a very good project coming up for people around the world, like Naija Nation scholarship for university students. You know, it's going to go for like both for diaspora, also for people in Nigeria. So please keep note of that. There's going to be a lot of activities from us. We're still going to bring back Richardine very soon, you know, because this space is very interesting, very nice, and very educative. And I believe like most our community will still come. We're still going to bring in Marvelous, No Stress too. We're going to bring them in to come and talk to a lot of people. Like, apart from music business, reality of like businesses, because where we have our space of, we'll call it like Naija Nation business, we bring in top people to come and talk about business, their experience, you know. And also, like, I see some amazing people on this space. Thank you, Shara, for joining us today, you know. You guys have been amazing. And, yeah, keep supporting the brand. Keep supporting us, you know. We are here for Nigeria, you know, and every Africa country supporting us, you know, the community and as a whole. We are here to assist. We are here to help. We are here to promote our culture, our language, our music, our food, everything. Naija, we are here to promote and also visit our website to grab one or two items from our website, you know, your Naija Nation jacket, cap, you know, all those stuff. And yeah, I can see Jeffrey Benson, I can see you. You know, we're going to have you very soon on our space. So guys, don't miss out. Jeffrey Benson will be on our space by weekend. So yeah, Afro DC. I can see you. You request. I will just give you like a minute to speak before Tega comes back. Afro DC, please, you can speak right now. I'm giving you the mic. Just a minute. Okay, you cannot come in. Like, fine. Victoria, I see you.
Okay. I'm actually ready, though.
Okay, Tega, yeah, you have the floor.
Okay. So it's a song I wrote some days ago, and yeah, I'd like to perform it.
Bartender, bartender, when you see me waving down, I know you're feeling just, but I just want to have some chat. Bartender, you add some potions in the whiskey glass, but tell me why I'm longing so much for your love. Can't get all out of my head when I saw you in the vest, mixing drinks and all the boldness that you carried in yourself. How I love the way you dress. Oh, you're causing me distress every time I'm drinking, only because you serve me when. Love the way you start that, love the way you dance, and you give me colder when you give me stairs. How you feeling, Templar? Hit me like a bell. I love the way you start that, love the way you dance all day. You've been on my mind since Monday. Everything just moving slowly. I be out on day on replay. I know that you like it when I stop by. I know that you feel it. Can't explain this thing you don't do. I lie. Oh, and I just wanna know. Boy, you got a way to move the rhythm of my life slow. And if you just pour some more, I'll sing my symphony for you. And then we dance, you know the plans. Symphony for you and I don't, yeah. Love the way you start that. Love the way you dance. And you give me cold eyes when you give me stares. How you feel in time flies. Hit me like a bell. I love the way you start that. Love the way you dance. You dance.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh my goodness. We need clap emojis from everybody in the chat. Please flood it with clap, clap, clap. Ah, well done now. Jesus. No, thank well you. Done. Well done, man. Everybody clap emojis. Please, 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 please. My God.
I want to get a reaction for Richard Dean first because that was fire. Like I was dancing, you know.
Yeah, me too. I was over here yelling, like, oh my gosh, she sounds great live. What? Amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. Yeah, I want to come to the show eventually, wherever it is. I'll be looking.
Well done. Well done. Fantastic. Amazing, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you write that? I've been.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Amazing.
Yeah, that was really good, man.
Thank you so much.
Really,
no
really
stress, good. You can speak. Like, I need reaction. I just, you guys to react.
I'm just a bit gobsmacked. I can't lie.
Yes.
I'm in shock.
Yeah. I had to mute my mic just to make sure I was hearing what I was hearing. I was like, okay.
Believe me, like Tega, you going big. Like we are just starting. Like you going big, and Nigerian Nation is here to push you, to support you. Like
thank
I
you was
saying, like, yo, we know where Tega was starting. Like she's always on our side, you know. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Everybody, go and follow Tega. So Tega, are you just on Twitter and Instagram, or do you have other socials? You said you have TikTok, correct?
Yeah. On Twitter, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Nice. And she's FC as well. Fantastic.
Yeah, I don't want to speak please, for everybody, support. But I think most of us are.
You should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Please follow Tega on every social media, support her music. Listen to her song on Spotify. She's doing well. Peace is amazing. I would have loved her to perform Peace, even just for a minute. Like that is one of my favorite music, you know. I chopped breakfast last year. Peace get me through it. I was not supposed to say this out loud, like, you know. So, yeah. And you have been amazing. Like, thanks for joining our space tonight. And we appreciate and God bless you all for joining our space. Richard Dean, thank you very much for honoring us. Like, it has been an amazing experience to like have you here, talk to us, like give us knowledge and everything. We hope to see you back soon.
Yeah, no stress. Of course. And you're I hope I didn't say too much to make anybody feel discouraged, but I feel like I have to be real with people. So, yeah.
That is what our community do, like true honesty, like be straightforward to us, like, and no stress. We're gonna have you very soon.
Marvelous, yeah, we're gonna have you. Holler at me, man. I'm down. Yeah. And if you're gonna be bringing artists like Tega, I'll be here all the time,
right?
We're gonna bring a lot of artists. We have the lineup. Don't worry. And Tega, we have our own special space coming up very soon.
Yeah.
So you
would love to hear what else she's gonna do. Like, is it EP? Let's hear like what you're going to do this year. Would love to, we'll be following, Tega. Well done, and congratulations. You sound amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much. So this year, I'm working on releasing another single and also an EP.
Nice.
Go, girl. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Okay, wow. Again, and thank you guys so much for joining. Playback of this will be uploaded onto Niger Nation Spotify and Apple Music. I'm actually one of the hosts for the Novex podcast. Unfortunately, my co-host Faith couldn't be here today, but yeah, I'm super grateful I was able to get on here with the official admin, you know, the official Niger Nation admin. And yeah, if anybody has any last words, Richard Dean, Tega, if you guys can please send us off, and then we'll let the admin send us off. And then, we'll all continue to have a blessed day. So, Richard Dean, and then Tega, if you guys can have some closing words and just, you know, wrap it up.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I hope you guys have a great 2025. Please take your time. I know that, you know, things look great and people will be dangling whatever in front of you, but please take the time to learn what you need to learn. Read thoroughly, get a lawyer. talk to Marvelous about whatever you need to talk to her about, because it's real and I really don't want anybody to lose this year. So please take your time, be gentle with yourselves. And if you have any questions for me, if you ever need any advice or whatever it is, please always feel free to reach out to me. That's it.
Thank you, Tega. Any last word for us, you know?
Okay. First of all, I'm so honored to be here today and to meet this amazing people and great supporters. I'm so happy and I feel so, so honored. And I'm wishing everybody a good 2025, and I hope we get to meet somewhere someday. I hope y'all get to be there when I'm doing it good, and I hope everybody does good in every aspect they are. And I'm so, so grateful for you guys today. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Of course, of course, of course, of course. No wahala, no wahala. Well, thank you guys for coming. Blessings. And again, we're going to have plenty of spaces. We're trying to have about 3 spaces a week. I'm probably not going to be on everyone. It's either going to be me, Faith, but, you know, our favorite admin right here will be here every time. And, admin, please send us off, Will, please.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. You know, Nigeria know they carry last now. And for the amazing fans, you know, that have been supporting, retweeting, liking, you know, I know I promised data giveaway, okay? I'm going to do that. I'm checking the comment. I'm going to use comment under this space to pick my winners, okay? I thank you for always supporting us, and there's a lot of things coming up, okay? Before we go, I would like you guys to follow Nigeria Nation University. Tell your friends all over Nigeria University to follow Nigeria Nation University, because there's something big coming up for university students across Nigeria. They're going to be scholarship stuff for you guys, you know, so watch out for our page. Also, we are going to post it on our Nigeria Nation Twitter and also Instagram page. Please keep following us. Follow Tega, keep supporting. Oh my God. Okay. Big sup, like, yeah, you can speak.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget to check your DM. Last time we talked about, like, you know, promotion and other stuff. So, just check DM on Twitter.
Sorry about that. I will check, like, too many messages, but I'm going to check and I will get back to you. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, and God bless. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Bye,
everyone. Take care.
Yeah.